Kiddushin, Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. Ha'oima l'chaveroi, tse v'kadishli isho ploinis. He makes a shliach and says, go be mekadish me isho ploinis. Shlichus, we've learned that shlichus works both for the Baal, both for the isho to be mekabel kiddushin. V'holach v'kitcho la'atzmoy, the shliach goes, and the shidduch idea sounds so good to him that he decides to chaperize for himself. Da'alochas mekudeshes. Now, there's no chiddush that a shliach wasn't mekayim his shlichus. The kedushin is not a kedushin. If I send somebody to buy a building for me and the person doesn't buy the building, then the building is not mine. Why over here does the Mishnah have to speak out mekudeshes la'atzmai? What's the chiddush? So for starters, the Gemara points out that there's an extra word over here. He tells him kadesh li isha ploinis v'holach v'kitcho la'atzmai. Why does the Mishnah say it that way? There's also a fact that the Mishnah says ha'im al chaveru. Normally it would be ha'im al shluchoi. So the understanding of ha'im al chaveru is that he trusted him. And there's a ramos over here. So the Mishnah is mechadish that even though the second one, the would-be shliach, chaptois this woman for himself, we don't knas. It is a mini gramos. The Rav quotes the Gemara, there's a mini gramos in taking on a job and then chapping rois yourself. You betrayed his trust, okay? It's a ramos, but that ramos, we don't let it affect, we don't cancel, we don't make a knas on the kedushin, that the kedushin shouldn't be chal. Feshtetzach that the kedushin couldn't be lirishin, there was no ma'is kedushin for the mishaleach, but maybe it shouldn't be a kedushin for the shliach. That's the kamashman of the Mishnah. There's another aspect over here that the Rishonim are oimid on, the Taisyon brings down from the Rishonim, that the isha was miskadeshes to the shliach. The isha doesn't know that he's a rabbi. So maybe we would say that it's kedushin betois. So that's also somewhat of a chiddush in the Mishnah. There's another nekuda as well. The Gemara uses this Mishnah to introduce the topic of oni amahapech becharoro, which means an oni who was making efforts to be koines something from Hefker, but before he actually made a kinyan that would render the chefetz his, somebody else came along and chapped it. So we see that, even though it's not gezel, because the oni, the case, the charor is something that a poor man is zoichin, even though he never made a kinyan yet, but the fact that he made an effort on something, we would see it as al kapanim d'rabban, there's a din that you have to let him have the schus to it. Where this really translates itself, and it's a halacha topic that's quite negeya, is if somebody is on the verbal contract on a house, even though we're talking about a sale, and we're talking about Reuven went to a moicher, and Reuven convinced the moicher, they agreed on a price, the house, everything was done except for the kinyan, then Shimon somehow sweet-talked the moicher into selling it to him. There's no reason for Shimon to chapois Reuven. And we see midrabbanon on some not ownership, but we see it as quasi Reuven's chus, since he already put in first dibs. There are stiris, Taisus brings gemaras that seem to be sois to this, and because of that, Taisus says that not every case, if it's something that the second person wouldn't have been able to get, so then there's no tain on him, there's only a tain on him, maybe. If it's something that he could get elsewhere, why are you going and pouncing on something that somebody else has? So you'll play out the same nitunim, legabe the kedushin. This woman obviously is one of a kind, and that's why the mishalech wanted the shliach to be mekadosh for him. The shliach did a mini gramos. He took on the job, and then lamaisi was mekadosh for himself. So there could be the same tain on him, unless it would be something, would be a woman that he can't get someplace else. Samela. That would be that would take away from that issue. The mini gramos is still there since he took on the job. So this is a sugya that Taisus and the Rishonim are done in the context of this Mishnah. The Rosh brings out another kuda here as well. What happens if he goes and he's taka planning on being mekadesh for the mishalech? He's doing his job. He's not a rabbi, and he goes and he says to the isha, "Rei mekudeshes li," slip of tongue because that's normally the nusach. The lady agrees, and she's mekabel kedushin. He then chaps himself. Oi, I never meant to say Ariya Mekudeshes Li. So the halacha is avada kedushin is not chal for him, because it's a toast. Now, the Lashon of the Rosh is interesting. The Rosh says at the end of Siman Aleph, why? Because Hegdish betois loy have a Hegdish. And Karban Sanal is Mitzayin that this Hegdish betois loy have a Hegdish is a machlokes b'shamay b'silv. If somebody's Magdish behemoth betois, so according to b'shamay, the Hegdish is chal. B'mashma that it would work according to b'shamay. And this is a t'mua. Because Hegdish is a person doesn't need das makne. All he needs is to do the maisa neder of being magdish. Beshame holds, even if it's a tois, it's chal. But lagabi, a person making a kinyan, if a person made a mistake, l'chayr, there's no das makne. It's totally in a machlokes beshame beisil, whether this kedushin is a kedushin. The tzorchin godl. I one time had the schiyah to ask this kasha to Moron, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, schus yogan aleinu, and he blied by tzorchin. The Shver Rosh, why the Rosh would have to say it that way. In any case, betos is avada not, but we have to ask ourselves something else. Let's say the husband, the shliach, that is, comes and says, harea mekudeshes li, and then he comes and says, how do you know taka that's a mistake? Because he comes and says, oy vey, I meant to say harea mekudeshes for ploini. Or he said ploini, he meant himself. How do you believe him? L'chor b'foneinu, there's edim that here, a woman who was Makabal Kedushin on a man who said to a man who said, Ram Kodesh Asli. As far as we see, this woman is married to this man. What are we coming to do? We're coming to say, no, there's no marriage because he never meant to be Makadish to himself. He meant for Ploini and Deval, there was no Kedushin. So you're taking a Dovah Sheba Erva and you're undoing a marriage that we see before Nenu. How could Neir Echod be Nemon on a marriage? Ain't Dovah Sheba Erva Bogus Mishnaim? This Shaila is asked by the Hagoyes Maimonides. The Hagoyes Maimonides says a famous Yisoid, which the Shmaitzer quotes in the beginning of Shmaitzer Vov, and that is, to say that a Dovah Sheba'erva that exists is no longer, a change in status, marital status, is a Dovah Sheba'erva. But to say that a change that looks like it happened never happened, you're not saying Eidus on a change, you're clarifying that nothing happened. That's not called the Dovah Sheba Erva, that's called just a clarification of status. And remember, that's why the Erechot would be Nemon. So there's several Chidushim in what seems like a Dovah Pashut. Now the next case in the Mishnah. A man, without a shliach, says to a woman, I mekadesh you la'acha shloishim yoyim. This is a concept that we have in Shas, where a person could do a hakno, a kinyan, a chalois, la'acha zman. We've had it before in Maseches Gittin Legabe Get. Ubo achar v'kitcho b'toich shloishim mikudeshes l'sheni. Somebody else comes along and chaps her ois, and obviously she agreed to the second offer. She's mikudeshes to the sheni, i.e., what that means is that a kedushin la'achar lamed is not a kedushin now, b'tnai that after lamed will come. We've had such a concept by a get, where a fellow is giving his wife a get today, im almost, it's like a t'nai. No. Over here, what we're looking at is the kedushin is nothing, it's not chal, until la'achar lamed. Mikudesh es l'sheni. Why not? She's a regular pnuya. Now, everybody agrees that the kedushin of la'achar lamed is not chal yet, but there's an interesante machlok z'shoinim. What happens at the end of lamed? At the end of Lamed, she was already married 2 weeks into the period of Lamed Yom, she got married to somebody else. Okay? Mikudesh is the second one. 2 weeks later, obviously she does not become married to the first one, because if she's already an Eishes Ish, then Kedushin can't be Chal in an Eishes Ish. So there's no Kedushin for the first one. What would be let the second one divorce her immediately? The same way he made a split decision to marry her, he then made a split decision to divorce her. Lamaisa coming up at the end of Lamed Yom, she's a Pnuya. She's the same Pnuy she was Lamed Yerim. There's some water did flow under the bridge. She had a marriage that dissolved within that 30 days. But right now you're here with a Maisa Kedushin that could be Chalach Lamed Yerim. Most of the Rishonim hold that she was never Choyzer on the first Kedushin. It's just she can't be married to the first one because she's an Eishes Ish. And a Kedushin can be Chalach Eishes Ish when it gets to the end of Lamed Yerim. Some Rishonim hold no. If she took a Kedushin from the second one, we see in that the Rosh, the Rajba, Mechadish, we see in that a Chazorah and the Chazara works. So we have over here 2 points to a Kedushin Lamed Lamed. One is that it's not Chal yet. Two is that it's Shaykh to be Chayzer. If a woman is Niskadeshes Lacha Lamed, Lama Zagan Sameh didn't come along and do another Ma'is Kedushin. She decides to be Chayzer. She can be Chayzer. A Ma'is Kedushin that's Lacha Lamed is not unimpeachable. She can be Chayzer. Let's add a little bit of definition. When a person does a kinyan lacha lamid, there's no real way for a person, this is a yisoid that Rabbi Senu explained, Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Baruch Ber, Rabbi Shimon, there's no real way for him to prevent it from being chal. If a person did a full ma'is kedushin, then it will be chal today. The only way to understand the kinyan lacha lamid is that we don't see the ma'is kedushin as a full ma'isa kedushin. It's shaykh to be mishayir in the doing of the kedushin. Not that he was mekadosh her completely, but she doesn't become an eshes ish to lacha lamed. We say that he's not mekadosh her fully to lacha lamed. Because of this, if it's not a full ma'isa kedushin, of course she could be chayzer. Of course, if she's mekabel kedushin of somebody else, she's a regular pnuya. There's another fallout as well. There's a yisoid that's called kolsa. Kolsa means we have it in several places. We had it a little bit in Maseches Gittin, where if the Maisa Kedushin no longer exists, La'acha Lamed, for instance, he was Mekadosher Bibiyo, the Maisa Bibiyo is today, not La'acha Lamed. So Memel La'acha Lamed, nothing exists of the original Maisa Kedushin. There's no Maisa Kedushin here to finish and then Bichal. So there's no Kedushin. Kolsa Kinyone. The same would be if a fellow is Megarish an Isha, and he gave her a get, and the get was Nisraf or Nevad, or it's not here. So the get biyodo, the Venosan get biyodo, no longer exists. La'acha lamed, the Maisa Geishin can't be Nigmar in order to be Chal. The same would be true if he's Mekadosher B'shtar. Also, if the Shtar is Nisraf, so it's not here. There's nothing here to be Nigmar to be Chal. The exception to the rule will be Kesef Kedushin. The Gemara speaks of that over here. Because by Kesef Kedushin, we always see money as here, even if the money was spent. He gave her a $100 bill and he said, Ariya Mekudeshes Li La'acha Lamed. Even though she already spent the money, she already went out to eat to celebrate her marriage, she already ate up the money. Nis'achlu Amois. The money was used, it was eaten up. Money, if I get money from somebody and I spend it, that's going to be mechayiv me something. Either I have a choiv, or I owe him, if it was for a sale, I owe him the chayfetz, which he was koina. So if she took $100, if she ate it, but the choiv is still exists on her, if she's not going to be miskadeshes with that $100, she's going to have to pay back the $100. So we see the $100 existing because of that. The Mishnah doesn't want you to think that the halacha that she's mekudeshes l'sheni is a sofik, it's only l'chumra. So the Mishnah says, bas yisrael l'koyin. If this story of Kedushin Lacha Lamed happened, and she was a Bas Yisrael, and she was Mekabel Kedushin from somebody else who's a Kohen, B'Toicha Lamed, it's Chal, she's an Eishes Kohen, Toicha B'Truma. This is not a Din Sofik, this is a Din Vadai. The Rav happens to have the gears are different. He has the Faker, the gears are Bas Kohen Li Yisrael. That means she's a Bas Kohen, and she was Mekabel Kedushin from Yisrael, which L'Choyru would make her Ois Kohenes. Now she's married to Yisrael Shekini Truma. The Halacha is Toich Ois Alabin Yoim. She's not Nifsal Milecha Truma. She's not considered an Eishes Kohen. The same thing would be true if she's a Bas Yisrael and she married a Kohen. She doesn't yet have any din to marry a Kohen because she's not married to a Kohen. It's only Lacha Labin. The point is the same. Me'achshav Alacha Shloshim Yoim. The Mishnah introduces the concept called Me'achshav Ulacha Lamed. Uboacha V'kitshu B'teich Shloshim Yoim. I'll just say the whole case first. If it's a case of where the man was Mekadosh, not La'acha Lamed, but Me'achshav Ulacha Lamed. A Kedushin then came in the middle, Mekudeshes V'ena Mekudeshes. And here you see why the Mishnah had to put the Bas Koin, the Bas Yisrael, L'gabi Truma. Because that's a din vadai. This din, we already have a status that's mitl tali v'ayimin, mikudeshes ve'ena mikudeshes. What's this about? Gemara goes to a shaka, but tell you what it comes out is that really we have a suffix, what he means. Me'achshav alacha lamed could be fatash like this. Either he means, me'achshav, first he started saying, I want to marry you from now. No, he changes his mind, he's marrying her like a lamed. In which case, she's not Mekudesh yet, she's Mekabel Kedush from somebody else, we have the din of the Reisha, she's Mekudesh to the Tzereni. However, we could also read the Lashon, Me'achshav la'ach ha'lamid is a Lashon of Me'achshav. He's making a T'nai, we spoke on such a type of case, but T'nai that he's alive in 30 days, just a T'nai. But Be'etzim, the full Ma'isa Kedushin, the full Chalos Kedushin is now. Therefore, we have a Sofik, if she's Mekudesh for now, she's Mekudesh la'ach ha'lamid. So therefore, Mekudesh is v'ein Mekudesh. Bas Yisrael l'koyne, bas koyne l'Yisrael, lo'y toichal b'truma. Because we have a suffix, what her status is. And if there's somebody else who was Mekabel, who gave her Kedushin, we have a legitimate suffix who she's married to. Those are the dinim that are mavur in our Mishnah.